Hello, it's me, Tarquin McPherson. I've had one or two requests to go into more detail about the series Solar Quest, in which I played Captain Trent Tugboat, brave, rough and tumble, yet kind-hearted and stout-chinned captain of the USF Colossus. Yes, I've always been interested in things that are written about the future, and I was particularly delighted when the Skeefy Channel decided to repeat the series. I find myself bathed in the whole world of the unlikely, the writer's imagination, and I am pleased to be up there with Dr. Spock and Mr. Who. Before we start with the little excerpt which I'm about to play you, I would also like to dispel one or two rumours. I left the series of my own volition. I did not want to become typecast as a rough and tumble, handsome, rugged, yet honest and decent, morally upstanding and fine captain with a splendid physique. Being typecast in such a role would make it very, very difficult for me to find and expand as an actor, never mind gain the necessary prestige which I currently hold to play Widow Twanky in Basingstoke. Rumours put about by the popular press and the production company that I was in fact fired are false. And to prove this to you, here is a recording of Henri Mann, who is the executive CEO of Space Down Productions, taken directly from my answer phone, accepting my resignation.
Bonjour, it is I, Henri Mann, chief executive officer of the production company behind Solar Quest. Message for Tarquin McPherson. Dear Mr. McPherson, we are concerned that you may become typecast as a rough and tumble, fine, morally upstanding captain of a spaceship with an iron chin and a fine physique. It is therefore our decision not to take the risk of damaging your career by releasing you from your contract with immediate effect. We will pay you to the end of the month. Goodbye.
I think that call itself clears a few matters up, and Mr. Mann was good enough to arrange for all my belongings and personal property that I left about the studio to be left in the car park for my collection that Monday morning. There were some rumours that myself and Craig Donnelly, who played the first officer in the series, did not get on. This I can formally dispel as being utter rubbish. We have in fact remained the best of friends, though owing to work schedules, contact has been somewhat scant over the last few years. And I would like to say, Craig, if you're listening, congratulations on the birth of your first child, and I hope she manages to graduate from university this week. And so on to the series itself. Made on what is known in these days as a shoestring budget, the show still maintains some of the original quirkiness, and indeed actual shoestrings that were used not only to hold the spaceships up against a black cloth with some light shining through the holes to emulate space, but also to hold up my trousers. In this particular scene, you will witness me bringing out the dramatic tension as Tugboat wrestles with the possibility of attacking a possibly harmless race with the deadly Fozer torpedoes.
Captain, we are under attack.
Yes, I can see that, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Captain, what do you suggest we do?
Hurry up, Captain.
Well, I would suggest in such a situation, all things being considered and using the prime directive as issued by...
Where did they get this guy?
It would be an idea if we were to consider and put her to bed the idea of...
You think we should fire back, Captain, thereby disabling their craft and allowing us to enter into a dialogue with them?
Yes, that's exactly what I think we should do, yes. Fire the,
Fozers, sir?
Yes, fire the Fozers.
Direct hit, Captain.
Oh, that's jolly good, yes.
I'm receiving a signal from the alien ship.
Commander Tugboat.
Oh, God, you don't even know his character's name.
I know, I'll just, That's you, Captain.
Oh, yes, what can I do for you?
We are the Vlan.
Flan?
Vlan.
Oh, yes, I could do with a Flan right now.
We seek a treaty with your people.
Yes?
I don't believe this is the worst bloody actor I've ever seen.
What sort of treaty do you speak of?
A peace treaty.
Oh, right. Yes, that's most acceptable, yes. Right here, then. We'll be off.
Captain, you will find that we have another 25 minutes to spare.
Ooh.
All right, cut!
I think that went rather well, don't you?
Huh?
Spot of lunch, perhaps?